He was the greatest Ilan Piper on the planet, according to Rolling Stone's Mick Jagger. And later this morning, Paddy Maloney, founder and leader of the Chieftains, will be laid to rest at St. Kevin's Church in Glendalough in Wicklow. There will be a special tribute to Paddy Maloney on the Late Late Show tonight. Here's our farewell now.
Tin Whistle Den, when I was six, my mother went into Bulger's, I remember, on a Christmas Eve, and she bought this tin whistle for 1 shilling and 9 pence. And the parents, of course, were very anxious. They knew I had this God-given gift of being able to, if I heard a tune once or twice, I'd be able to sing it. Around Donnycarney, this is when I was about 9 or 10 years of age, and I used to march around the streets. I was the Pied Piper, and everybody would march, and people would come out just to see this happening, you know, playing the flute and people marching after you. But I met Leo himself then afterwards. I remember winning the first Feshaw Clia competition, and you know, it was something like 26 young pipers, and there I was, 14 years of age, and he carried me down on his shoulder all the way down the Mansion House. The middle, it was, and Sean Potts was there with Mick Brophy, another great piper. There was always duets and quartets happening, which, you know, gave you a little more room for imagination, putting together maybe harmonies that might happen, and we often got criticised for that by the purists at the time. I had given it a lot of thought, and I said, yes, we should definitely play for the Queen. And she came along, and she was so sweet and nice. And afterwards, Prince Philip came along. He said, how long are you playing? You know, I said, 65 years. My God, how old are you? I'm 72. You're only a young fella. I love Animal. I mean, that's my little place. And the tranquility there, I mean, just to go upstairs and look out over the valley, you know, and listen to the birds. I just love nature, and I feel that, you know, music fits in so perfectly. I sort of, you know, have these visions of music that it fits in perfectly with life and people.
And that tribute to the late Paddy Maloney, compiled for us by Una Kelly.